All right, Mike. Well, we got a few light snow flurries already in the air this morning. I see they've upgraded our, at least our county to Red Blue County to the winter storm warning, but snow, Mike, is still on the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still on the way. I think the main event will hold off until closer to 5 o'clock or so late this afternoon on into tonight and thereafter, and that's why we do have that winter storm warning that starts up at 6 o'clock this evening and goes all the way through 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, and it's a winter weather advised like Hitchcock, Hayes, as well as the Frontier counties and points off the west and northwest from there, but it's a winter storm warning for Red Willow, for Rawlins, for Decatur counties, and points off to the south and east, as we're generally expecting those higher snowfall totals from McCook proper and points off to the south and southeast from there. Better chance at seeing those 4 to 8 inch snowfall totals again from about Atwood up through McCook and points off to the southeast. I think an even better chance at seeing some of those 8 and 9 inch snowfall totals. The best chance of that, areas like Oberlin, over to near Norton, Phillipsburg, and points off to the south and southeast. So generally, the farther south and farther to the south and southeast you go, the higher the amounts will be. A little bit of some good news. We backed off a little bit on those expected winds associated with the system. So while the snow will be of the pretty fluffy consistency, and we will have a little bit of some blowing snow, especially in the open country, I don't think, thankfully, we won't quite get to the threshold for real whiteout conditions. So while we will still have a threat for some blowing snow, and not the biggest concern with the system, but still some decent snowfall amounts expected for today, and that chance for just a dusting to less than a half inch of some light snow. Again, most of the real accumulating snowfall looking to hold off until tonight, where we could pick up around 4 to 6 inches of snow accumulation for tonight. Those overnight lows tumbling back into the lower single digits. Wind chills as cold as the teens below zero for tonight, and an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation there early on Wednesday. I think the bulk of the real accumulating snowfall will be wrapping up by Wednesday afternoon, but still could be contending with some blowing snow, especially in the open country. Winds will be out of the east and northeast in that 10 to 15 mile per hour range, with maybe some occasional gusts as strong as the 20 mile per hour mark, but really to get to those blizzard conditions, you need frequent gusts into the 35 mile per hour range or stronger, and we're just not expecting those kind of winds, thankfully, with the system. Beyond that, a couple of quiet days. Temperatures gradually recovering. Thursday, we recover back to some upper 20s for highs, some upper 30s looking ahead to your Friday. And then another trough of low pressure works in from the west as we look ahead to Friday night and into your Saturday time frame. Not seeing nearly the accumulations that we're going to see with this particular system. Maybe an inch or two of accumulation there, but we'll keep an eye on things as we get a bit closer. But right now, it looks like the main event again arriving tonight and continuing, especially through the first half of your Wednesday.
Boy, that is keeping track of some of this stuff yesterday, Mike. Boy, that's to the east of us. Some of those eastern states are going to get really soaked and hammered with a lot of rain and snow, aren't they?
Yes, this particular storm system that will impact us tonight and on into the day on Wednesday will continue to progress off to the east. Already you've seen some winter storm warnings, areas like northern Kentucky, far southern Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, and on over into Maryland as well. And yeah, some heavy rain to the south of there, into northern portions of Louisiana, northern Mississippi, and Alabama, where they could pick up several inches of rainfall out of the system. So definitely bringing quite a bit of moisture, especially across the northern half of the country.
Mike, thanks a million, sir. Have yourself a super day. Thank you.
You too. Have a good one.